with the singing of our theme song, Back to the Blessed Old Bible, we introduce to you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig welcoming you and inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you. Father, we are truly thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ and for His willingness to come into this world to pay the price that we could not pay because of Your love and because of His love. We have the privilege of being a part of the family of God today. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing this gospel with this precious people today. And we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will use us, use our broadcast, and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation today. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our broadcast service with a song entitled, Jesus, the Son of God.
Do you? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the Son of God. Have you ever seen Him or shared?
Our subject for this broadcast, Jesus Christ, Divine and Human. Our text of Scripture is John chapter 1 and verse 14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Apostle Paul wrote Timothy, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. He is proved to be divine by divine titles applied to him. First of all, God. "But unto the Son," he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 8. Secondly, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John 1 and 1. And in Isaiah 9 and 6, he is referred to as the Mighty God, and by divine attributes ascribed to him. Eternity. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. John 8 and 58. O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. John 15 and 5. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Have you ever noticed in the scriptures, in reading of them, how many times that Jesus referred to himself as the I Am? God said to Abraham, I am the Almighty God. Walk thou before me, and be thou perfect. And we find Jesus saying in the New Testament on a number of occasions, I am the door to the sheepfold. I am the shepherd of the sheep, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Continuing our thoughts, omnipotence. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28, 18. You are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. Omnipresence. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Omniscience. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. John chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show which of these two you have chosen. That's in Acts chapter 1 and verse 24, when the disciples were endeavoring to choose one to take Judas's place. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show which of these two you have chosen. By divine works ascribed to him, he shows he was of divinity. Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 10. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1 and verse 3. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth. Colossians 1 and 16. Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Acts chapter 10 and verse 36. Angels and authorities, powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter 3 and 22. By his being worthy of worship, angels worship him. Let all the angels of God worship him. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 6. If Jesus Christ was not and is not divine, then we who are worshiping him are worshiping idols. Yes, we are idol worshipers, because only the true God is worthy of worship. But I say angels worship him. Let all the angels of God worship him. Hebrews 1 and 6. Jesus Christ is proved to be human as well as divine. First of all, by his being the seed of the woman. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, where the Lord promised them that the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The one that was conceived in Mary's womb was a physical human baby. The baby that was born in Bethlehem was a human being. The one who walked the shores of Galilee was a human being as well as a divine being. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. He was the seed of Abraham. In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 18. That is a promise that God made to Abraham. Now, God made more than one promise to Abraham. First of all, he promised his literal seed would inherit the land of Canaan as a promise. But then he went on to say that in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And in that promise there, he is talking about the only begotten Son of God. He was the seed of David also. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on David's throne. Acts chapter 2 and verse 30. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of God, or the Father, full of grace and truth. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Again, John 1:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. He proved his humanity by weeping. Yes, there at the tomb of Lazarus, and Mary and Martha and others were there, the Bible says Jesus wept. That's John 11 and verse 35. By getting hungry. Yes, he was hungry after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Satan came to him with that noble temptation of endeavoring to get him to turn those stones into bread. And the Bible tells us there that after the fast, Jesus hungered. So he was a human being, and he got hungry. And by getting thirsty also, he told the woman, or asked the woman at the well in Samaria, to give him a drink. And of course he opened that conversation to endeavor to tell her about the living water. But nevertheless, he asked her for a drink of the water that she was drawing out of the well there in Samaria. And the woman was marveled at the fact that he, a Jew, asked her for a drink of water. But he told her that if she knew who he was, she would ask of him living water. And Jesus Christ had that living water. Jesus also became weary. There in the same incident where he stopped in Samaria and rested there at the well. That's what he was doing when the woman came out to draw water. He was weary, he was tired, and he was resting. So he was a human being as well as a divine being. He was a man of sorrows. We're told about this by Isaiah 53:3. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The greatest proof of all is by his death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Luke 23:33. Let me explain something here. Jesus Christ, the one we know as Jesus Christ, the eternal Logos, the eternal Word, was indeed eternal. And he was God and is God. But he took upon himself the robe of flesh. He left the glories of heaven and came into this world in the form of a human being. Now, whenever we were conceived, God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we became a living soul. But that was not the case with Jesus. When the angels told Mary that the Holy Ghost would come upon her, and she would conceive in her womb, and that came to pass, just as the angel said, the one that we know as Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven and came and dwelt in that new conception. There was not a new soul made. No, it was the second person in the Godhead that came from heaven to earth and dwelt in that conception. And he became a living being when he did that, a literal physical being when he became that. And I say one of the greatest proofs of all is the fact that he was crucified on the cross, that he was a physical being, a human being, as well as a divine being. Why? Jesus gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. No other human being could pay our price and shed his blood, whoever it might be, for us. Remember, there were two others that were crucified there on the day that Jesus Christ was crucified. He was the man in the middle cross. The other two were thieves, and their blood was shed there on the cross, just as Jesus was. But their blood availed nothing in regard to our redemption. Only one, I say, and he was the spotless Lamb of God. Yes, the Lamb that was slain back in Egypt had to be without spot, without blemish, and no bone was to be broken. And when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, not one bone was broken. Remember, the soldiers were going to break the legs of those men because the next day was a special sacred day, and they could not leave them hanging on the cross, and they were going to break the bones, and they did break the bones of the other two, but when they came to Jesus, they found that he was already dead. He gave up the ghost. He said himself, no one can take my life. I lay it down. I lay it down and I take it again. And so he was indeed divine and he was also human. Jesus Christ gave himself to purify a people that were separate from the world, separate from sin, separate from evil, a people that were zealous of good works. And Jesus Christ, thank God, tasted death for every man, not for a select few. Whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. Jesus Christ, divine and human. Father, we thank you for this marvelous gift and the gift of salvation through him. And we're thankful for the privilege of sharing this broadcast, these scriptures and thoughts, with our precious congregation today. Bless them to each heart, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we trust that it has been a blessing to you. Now, our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services, if possible. They are broadcast live over the Internet, and our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. Our midweek service, Wednesday evening at 7. We invite you to be with us. We also invite you to go to our webpage where you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, or you can listen to a previous broadcast if you have missed any, or you'd like to hear one over again. So again, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week at the same time when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our sincere prayer.
My Savior dear, I love thee. From the bottom. Savior dear.